WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the beautiful mess that is life, one imperfectly perfect day at a time. If you're like me, there are days when the laundry pile feels like Mount Everest, the toddler's tantrums sound like an opera gone wrong, and you just want to crawl under the covers with a giant tub of ice cream. Sound familiar? We've all been there, right? But here is the thing. Life is messy. It's full of ups and downs, laughter and tears, triumphs and stumbles. And that's okay. That's what makes it real, what makes it beautiful. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that can feel both liberating and challenging. Embracing imperfection and practicing unconditional love for ourselves and those around us. Let's be honest, society often tries to sell us this image of perfect, picture-perfect lives. The flawless home, the perfectly behaved kids, the Instagram-worthy meals that magically appear on the table. It's exhausting, isn't it? We're constantly bombarded with messages that tell us we need to be better, do more, achieve more. But what if I told you there's a whole lot of freedom in letting go of that pressure? What if we embrace the beautiful messiness of life instead? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you on this journey. 1. Perfection is an illusion. Seriously, guys, look around. There's no such thing as perfect. Not in your home, not in your relationships, not even in a perfectly baked cake which, by the way, I once managed to burn despite following the recipe to the letter. It happens. The sooner you accept that perfection is an unattainable goal, the more you can free yourself from its tyranny. 2. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, we all have flaws, and that's okay. When you stumble, and trust me, you will be your own best cheerleader. Dust yourself off, learn from it, and move forward with grace. 3. Unconditional love is a radical act. Think about the love you feel for your child even when they are driving you crazy with their picky eating habits or that incessant whining that echoes through the house. It's unconditional, isn't it? That kind of love accepts them for who they are, flaws and all. 4. Focus on growth, not perfection. Instead of striving for an impossible ideal, aim for progress. Celebrate your small victories, acknowledge your efforts, and be patient with yourself. Remember, growth is a journey, not a destination. 5. Let go of control. Life is unpredictable, and that's part of its charm. Sometimes things go according to plan, but often they take unexpected turns. Learning to surrender to the flow can be incredibly liberating. Trust that everything is unfolding as it should, even when you don't understand why. Ever feel like you're trying to juggle a million things at once? You know that feeling when your brain feels like it's on overdrive and you just want to hit the pause button for 5 minutes? I get it. It happened to me last week when I was trying to pack lunches, write a grocery list, and respond to emails all while dodging sticky fingers and impromptu tea parties. My inner monologue sounded something like this. Can someone please hand me a margarita and a silent retreat? But then, amidst the chaos, I remembered these 5 key takeaways. I took a deep breath, reminded myself that perfection was an illusion and my kids' fingerprints on the freshly cleaned walls were just evidence of their active participation in life, and focused on one thing at a time. You know what? It actually worked. I managed to pack those lunches, write that grocery list with enough room for extra chocolate chips because, let's be real, we all need a little indulgence, and even answer a few emails without losing my mind completely. So remember, embracing imperfection and practicing unconditional love isn't about being perfect, it's about being human. It's about accepting ourselves and others with grace, kindness, and a whole lot of laughter. It's about choosing joy over pressure, progress over perfection, and connection over comparison. Keep shining bright, my friends, and remember, you are enough, just as you are. Ready to keep the conversation going? Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts. What's one thing you're letting go of today in pursuit of a more imperfect, more authentic life? Until next time, stay imperfectly perfect.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.